Good evening and welcome to Pigskin Picks, presented by Ballad Health, Eastman Credit Union, and Delegate Terry Kilgore.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Y'all ready for this?
It's Thanksgiving. It's Pigskin Picks 93.5 WAXM alongside Daryl Ely, Zach Helton, Kevin Mays, Corey Sanchez with you here. We're going to get you ready for the regional championship games as we've got two here on our very station. And we'll go over what happened last week to get us to this point. We'll talk about a little bit in Tennessee, Kentucky. It's rivalry week in college. And then we'll talk about the NFL as well. But before we even get started, happy Thanksgiving. We'll start with the elder statesman. Kevin, how are you doing? What are you thankful for today, buddy?
I am thankful that the Cowboys are not in last place of the NFC East.
Okay. All right.
And having friends and being liked in Southwest Virginia.
And when will the basketball previews be out again?
January.
Gotcha. All right. Speaking of that, got to see
nobody's interested in basketball till then anyway, right?
Oh, well, you never know.
Half the season's over by then.
Yeah.
That's when it picks up because you get into the district schedules and it really means something. Yeah.
Speaking of basketball, the man who held an L on Monday night with the undefeated broadcast, that is the mayor of Raven, Zach Helton. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy. How are you?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you. Yeah. Listen. If I got down with every loss we took, I'd be very unhappy, and I'm not. I'm a happy man. I'm thankful, like Kevin, that my Steelers are not last place in their division and that a few people in the two-state area somewhat like me sometimes. So I'm pretty happy as well.
Is it the Sox that lead all those losses?
It's not me. I'm not playing.
Okay, I'm just checking.
There's nothing that I do that affects the ball game. You hear the announcer jinx with a no-hitter and stuff in baseball. That's not real.
Oh, it's
there's
not?
Nothing. No, there's nothing that we do as journalists, media personnel that affects the ball game.
What if you get out there in the middle of the field as media?
Well, if you do get out there in the middle of the field, now that is a different question.
Or if you curse the referees.
This is true.
That could have an impact on the game.
They should not be paying attention to us anyway.
I did hear that happen.
Speaking of happiness, we have the happiest man in Southwest Virginia, Mr. Big Stone Gap himself. Double D, happy Thanksgiving to you. How are you feeling, buddy?
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm so thankful and happy. I had E.T. help me out with some research. We went back through the history of this show, and no panelist ever in the history of the show has ever won Virginia, Tennessee, Kentucky, college, and the NFL in the same season. I'm in a position where that could happen, and I'm so thankful and grateful that people have tuned in every week to hear me be victorious with these picks. And, some people say maybe it's the competition I'm against, but I think it's my brilliance that's allowed me to be in this spot this late in the year. So happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't think that's accurate, but okay. Fellas, let's dive into it because there's some other people that are in the lead in other places. But let's dive into it.
I had a chance. I didn't say that I was in the lead.
I don't think.
I'm a game back.
Yeah, that chance is going to evaporate. Don't worry.
I'm not sure about that historical accuracy anyway.
Yes. let's dive into it, boys.
This show's older than E.T., so. Just throwing that out there.
Happy Thanksgiving, E.T. Let's dive into it, fellas. We talk about Region 1D, and we're going to talk about the semifinals as the first game up on our register was the Friday game. It was Honeaker falling to Eastside 46-16. It was on WAXM here as Eastside continues its perfect season 12-0. and Kevin, you and I were there. Eastside jumps out to a 40-0 lead and wins 46-16, as we said. Rocky Bond scoring 3 touchdowns in the win. I think Keldon Hamilton had every 2-point conversion attempt. He only missed one as the Spartans continue to dominate.
Yeah, domination's probably a good word because it was pretty much all Eastside until the final few minutes there. And so I really, Rocky Bond was the star of the show in this particular game. And part of the reason for that, Honaker was sending 2 or 3 guys everywhere Keldon Hamilton went, whether he had the ball or not. So that obviously the number went in favor of Eastside giving the ball to somebody else. And they took big advantage of that.
Had a chance to talk to Coach Rhodes, and they said they knew what they were keying on. So they were able to use Keldon more as a decoy, who hit his 2,000 rushing yard mark for the season this year. And they've got a tough task up against them this week, as it's a rematch between Rye Cove, who beat Chill Howie at Chill Howie 21-13, as they grind it out and get their revenge in the regular season, off of the regular season when they lost at Chill Howie. Double D.
Yeah, and you know, 3-headed attack for Rye Cove with Carter Roach Hodge and Will Rollins and Barnett, and you know, big win for them to be able to go on the road, and they're back in the Region D championship game yet again this year. And where that program has moved from in just 4 short years to now being back-to-back regional championship games just speaks volumes about the entire coaching staff there and the community support that Rye Cove has. And it'll be an electric atmosphere with cowbells and train horns and everything you can possibly imagine. That's a big rivalry game already from a district standpoint, now a regional standpoint, back-to-back years. It's going to be a lot of fun seeing who can come out of Region 1D and what many folks predicted way back in August has come to fruition. And it's the same 2 teams back-to-back years, and it'll be a lot of fun come Friday night.
Oh, absolutely. 3rd time in 3 years that they're in the regional championship game are the War Eagles. So, like I said, it's going to be fun. Let's move over to Region 2D. And it was a place that Zach visited last week, as it was Ridgeview all over Lebanon, 35-16. That game was on WXM on Saturday. And Zach, you saw the Wolfpack the previous week, and they continue to dominate the Southwest District.
Yeah, it you know, it was a little surprising seeing Lebanon there. Lebanon put up a good fight. I think if they'd had really any sort of defense, they would have had a real shot at that ball game. It's kind of eerily similar to what Ridgeview dealt with a couple years ago when they had a high powered offense and they were kind of lacking on defense when they couldn't make a run. But they take care of Lebanon, and now they're heading to familiar territory once again for a region championship game.
Yeah, they even jumped out to the lead early on in that ball game. Like I said, the defense, and Kevin Mays was proven correctly, as he had the whole town of Lebanon up against him.
Not the whole town. There were a couple that speak the truth.
I mean, hey, your comments worked out there, didn't it?
They usually do.
Okay. All right.
You know, I've been around for a minute.
Don't make the Lebanese mad.
Why are you all laughing? I'm totally serious. Okay.
Have you been banned from Bonanza?
No.
Okay. They're working on that right now, then. Final.
They probably are.
Yeah. Final.
They're gonna lose a big customer base, though, when they do. Just saying.
I got you.
I make a frequent stop at Bonanza when I'm in Russell County.
Final game on the register, Region 2D. It was Union Blanking Graham 12-0. That was on WLSD. First time that Graham had been shut out since 2017. It was Union who did it to the strength of 37-0 victory back then. Daryl, the Bears continue to roll, and they focused and were able to vanquish the G-men. First time that they've beat them in twice in one season.
Yeah, it's just strange, you know, everything that's going on and inside the union program and all the outside noise. And yeah, I think the football gods, in a lot of ways, kind of smiled on union. You know, Graham committed four turnovers, and credit union's defense for forcing those. But four turnovers—I don't know that Graham's had four turnovers against the Region D team. Other than that game, the whole time Tony Palmer's been the head coach, you know, so that helped immensely. They some breaks. I think anybody that went to that game can attest to that and know that they caught some breaks, but they took advantage of them. They did what they had to do with everything that was going on and survived. And, you know, I think I made the comment to you guys off the air that if they somehow got through last week, this week would be more challenging. And I firmly believe that it will be more challenging. And, it's just something else. I mean, football's a way of life in Southwest Virginia, and hopefully those kids play to their ability and the better team comes out on top and wins, whoever the better team is that day. And I hope that's what decides who represents our region in the state playoffs.
Absolutely. Kevin, you were there too. Defense reigns supreme. Dalton Roberts, who did not play the first time around, was out there and, I mean, didn't make a bit of difference. Well, they actually scored points when he wasn't on the field back in September.
Yeah, he obviously did not have his best game with the four interceptions, but a few of the passes, and I noted this on the air during the game too, a few of the passes were just totally off the mark. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a credit to Union's rush and their attack defensively, as they were putting pressure on him and he was in a hurry to get rid of the football, maybe a little bit more uncomfortable than he normally is.
All right, Zach, your thought. Do you have any thoughts on this one? Because we know you're a big Graham supporter. So,
well, I just, you know, it's disheartening to all the Bluefield folks up here who are, you know, they're still, let me tell you something. There's still people in Bluefield right now dealing with hearing loss. Because of all the horns and the chaos going on down there, and they just don't understand how, you know, someone can make noise at a football game. So, you know, just T's and P's to all the Graham folks out there. I really feel bad for them right now. Good luck in basketball, I guess.
So it's going to be
By the way, Graham folks, if you're listening, the other Bluefield team is still in the playoffs, playing for a state semifinal Saturday. Come on out to Mitchell Stadium 4:00 and see us.
Well, I knew it would finally happen. I finally started rubbing off on you guys.
Oh, that was great. Go ahead, Zach. Zach's already, he's got his bingo card filled out here. Yes. We were all 3 of 4. We picked Chilhowie to beat Rock Hove. They proved us wrong, so shout out to Duffield. Overall, we all remain same in the locking position. Daryl, 126 out of 145. I'm 124 out of 145. And then Kevin's at 118. Zach is at 111. So they all picked 145 games as well, just for the folks at the congregation, so they will know that the numbers are good. So we will take our first time out. We'll come back. We'll do our shout outs. We'll talk Tennessee. We'll talk Kentucky. And then we will pick a game or two in Kentucky, as well as it's Pigskin Picks, a Thanksgiving edition with the Jivis of Four Turkeys here on 93.5 WAXM.
Delegate Terry Kilgore, representing Virginia's 1st District in the House of Delegates, is a dedicated and esteemed advocate for the educational institutions of Southwest Virginia, as well as the revitalization of our cherished community. Delegate Kilgore is a fervent supporter of high school and college sports, embodying the spirit of community engagement and support. For further information on Delegate Terry Kilgore, please visit DelegateKilgore.com.
Our communities are filled with caring people who open their hearts and dedicate themselves to transforming lives every day. People whose kindness and compassion shine brightest when times are hard, providing hope when life feels uncertain. We're proud to partner with organizations who positively impact the lives of the members we serve
and the places we call home. Thank you for serving our communities from your friends at Eastman Credit Union.
Ballad Health is dedicated to delivering top-quality health care close to home, featuring state-of-the-art facilities and services right in your neighborhood, complemented by nearby hospitals to enhance your care. When an emergency arises, you can find solace in the proximity of care. Visit one of our emergency departments at your nearest hospital, Norton Community, Dickinson Community, Lee Community, or Lonesome Pine Hospital. For more information, visit BalladHealth.org.
Pigskin Picks 93.5 WAXM as we get ready for our favorite segments, the shout outs. And of course, on Thanksgiving, we've got a lot to be thankful for. And we'll start with Zach here. Who are your shout outs this week?
Well, shout out to my wife and daughter. We're getting ready to put up Christmas and enjoy her first Christmas, so that's exciting. My wife is wearing me out already, which I love and enjoy every part of it because I love her so much. And we're excited. We had family over today. Good stuff. And shout out to the Pilgrims for bringing us this great holiday. Like, this is a tremendous day. You got food, you got football. I mean, what more could you ask for? And speaking that, we were talking a little basketball earlier. Speaking of basketball, shout out to former Garden Green Dragon and Twin Valley Hooper, Miranda Ely.
Oh, A plus by you, sir, as always. Kevin.
Yeah, I'm going to shout out to my wife, Susan, mainly because she's in the room, so I'll be in big trouble if I don't. Shout out to her and all family members on this day of Thanksgiving, near and far. And something that's pretty important to me in all seriousness is, there's a lot of military out there, a lot of first responders that are out there that can't spend time with their families during the holidays because they're on assignment somewhere in the world. So shout out to all those folks as well.
Yeah, shout out to them. Double D.
Yeah, I think, we're all living here in Southwest Virginia. We're either raised here or we've came here and decided to stay. And, I'm thankful, and a shout out to just the Southwest Virginia community and being able to be from here and thankful enough to raise my children here in a community and an environment that looks out for each other. And we all try to take care of each other and each other's kids. And, there's a lot of times those of us that are from here maybe get frustrated with how certain things are, or maybe we don't have all the glitz and glamour that you have other places, but what we do have is each other and a Thanksgiving time. And it's important, I think, to recognize that. So I wanted to say that. I heard from a lot of people over the last week or two, as you folks could possibly imagine. Torrey Raby, Hall of Famer at UVA wise, softball legend up there at the college. Heard from her this week, so shout out to her. Shout out to the best druggist that I personally know, Scott Williams. If you're looking for drugs, Scott can hook you up. And, he's a tremendous pharmacist, so shout out to Scott Williams.
Oh, he's a pharmacist.
Yeah, pharmacist.
Yeah, well, I mean, you all are from Southwest Virginia. I mean,
it's a sponsorship opportunity.
I know some other people who can – I don't want to undercut my people.
There you go. You guys from around here, you knew what I was saying. So, shout out to all those folks. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Blessed to be able to be on this show and do what we do and spend time with friends and family. And, hope that these kids that play in these football games this weekend get the coverage and recognition that they deserve. And because it is a lifelong lasting memory, and hope that we can all focus on that and give those kids the environment and game that they've earned.
Kind of piggyback on that real quick. There's it's cats out of the bag. There's a lot of media outlets locally right now. It's okay to come to Southwest Virginia when things are good. It is.
things don't have to be bad. You can come here. You're welcome. Come on in. Things are good here most of the time. You don't have to come here when it's bad.
Are you going to leave the front door open for
him? I live in a little bad neighborhood. I don't know. I might text them where the key is.
We can line the streets and have a parade.
We could.
There you go.
I'm all for a parade.
Yeah. Got a couple here. We have to give a shout out to the Abington Falcon volleyball team as they won states on Saturday. They beat Christiansburg in four sets after losing to them three times in the regular season. Twice in the regular season, then lost in the regional tournament. So shout out to them, Coach Lexus Perkins, and all the good people down there at the county seat in Washington County, as they did great things in her first year down there at Abington. So
when's the ring ceremony?
I don't know. We'll figure that out, and I will let you know. Maybe it's in January with basketball previews.
Looking for a ring, or
I hope everybody gets a ring. That's all. Everybody that was involved with the program gets a ring. And
They're going to wrap the rings in the basketball preview in January.
Yeah, in colorful socks.
Leave my socks out of it.
Look, those socks aren't dirty. Leave that alone. And also,
that's
shout
a good
out
place to put the ring in the sock.
Shout out to my wife, Rindy, son Zane, and shout out to my mother-in-law. She's doing better. As you all know, that she had surgery a couple weeks ago, and she's doing a lot better. She's doing a lot better, alert, and sitting up and everything. So still's got some recovery to go, but always like to give that update, as we are blessed beyond comprehension, and that's a good thing. And on Thanksgiving, we are happy that we can celebrate that. So, fellas, let's just dive here into Northeast Tennessee. There was one game that we picked. It was Anderson County at Greenville, and the Green Devils continue. They survive and advance. They're 12-1. They win 28-21 over Anderson County. We all picked Greenville on that game. So, overall standings right now is I'm in front by one game. 57 games out of 66. Daryl and Zach are at 56, and then Kevin pulling up the rear at 52. We move over to Eastern Kentucky, and it was Millsboro falling to Pikeville 41-14, as Pikeville is 10-3. They're going to the semifinals in states there, and then Breathitt County falls to Belfry 42-14 in Class 2A. So Double D was perfect. He was 2 of 2. The rest of us were 1 of 2 because we tried to be a little froggy and pick Middlesbrough. So overall, Daryl has locked that up. 36 out of 40. I've got 32. Kevin's got 31. Zach's has 29. Fellas, let's go ahead and we pick in Kentucky. Doesn't really matter. But let's start out with our lead dog. Pikeville is at Raceland. Who you got, Daryl?
I want to take Pikeville in a close game. Pikeville. I think both of these games we're picking are going to be really, really close. I think either team could win.
Zach, who you got?
I'm sticking with Pike Vegas, but I'm kind of like Daryl. I would be surprised either way.
Zach's taking Pikeville. Kevin.
Go with the local folks from Pikeville.
Pikeville. Kevin, I'll go with Raceland there. Let me take Raceland. Clash 2A, Belfry is at Lexington Christian. Kevin, who are you taking?
Belfry's on the way to another state title. So.
Zach?
Yeah, give me the Pirates.
Daryl.
When you start having words like Christian or some denomination in the name of your school, it generally means you've recruited quite a few kids. this will be a tremendous ball game, but I think Belfry goes down. And I think the run ends for the Pirates.
Lexington Christian there. Yeah, I'll go Lexington Christian as well to win on, I believe it's Friday, yeah, tomorrow. So that's what we got here. Another quick segment because we're trying to get people back to watching football here on Thursday night as we'll go and dive into college football.
Randy Moss score again?
Say that again?
I think Randy Moss just scored again.
He probably did. If it's Dallas and it's the star, yeah, he probably
on Thanksgiving?
Scored again.
Yeah.
Which one? Was it 98 or and then 2001?
The Dallas game is over, boys.
But, hey, don't touch that ball. It's going into the end zone.
Oh, man.
You guys are too young to remember, but, you know, the Cowboys are responsible for today's modern game known as the shotgun. But look that up in your Funkin' Wagnall.
You act like someone wasn't going to invent it anyway.
I'm sorry. What did you call? What did you just say, Kevin?
I said, look that up in your Funkin' Wagnall. You might need to Google that, Corey.
I probably will.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to have to edit you out there.
Yeah, that's right. Kevin, goodness.
Lordy, Lordy.
We've got them going.
Only the best teams play on Thanksgiving.
That is inaccurate.
Commanders
that is very inaccurate.
That is very inaccurate.
Commanders are off today.
Have you seen that 1 o'clock
Let's
game
go to break.
Up until 3 years ago?
Let's go to break.
No. Hey. Not yet.
Yeah, you're calling for a break.
Hey, let's go look for your. Let's look through your almanac and let's see if you're true on that. We'll talk about college football when we get back. Pigskin Picks 93.5 WXM.
Delegate Terry Kilgore, representing Virginia's 1st District in the House of Delegates, is a dedicated and esteemed advocate for the educational institutions of Southwest Virginia, as well as the revitalization of our cherished community. Delegate Kilgore is a fervent supporter of high school and college sports, embodying the spirit of community engagement and support. For further information on Delegate Terry Kilgore, please visit DelegateKilgore.com.
Our communities are filled with caring people who open their hearts and dedicate themselves to transforming lives every day. People whose kindness and compassion shine brightest when times are hard, providing hope when life feels uncertain. We're proud to partner with organizations who positively impact the lives of the members we serve and the places we call home. Thank you for serving our communities from your friends at Eastman Credit Union.
Ballad Health is dedicated to delivering top-quality healthcare close to home, featuring state-of-the-art facilities and services right in your neighborhood, complemented by nearby hospitals to enhance your care. When an emergency arises, you can find solace in the proximity of care. Visit one of our emergency departments at your nearest hospital, Norton Community, Dickinson Community, Lee Community, or Lonesome Pine Hospital. For more information, visit BalladHealth.org.
College football time here on Pigskin Picks 93.5 WAXM as we'll dive into it and take a look at the college football rankings here. So we'll go from 12 to 1 right now. Tulane is at the 12th spot. The U, Miami Hurricanes, they are at 11. Alabama is at 10. At 8, you've got Oklahoma. At 9 is Notre Dame. 8 is Oklahoma. 7 is Ole Miss, which you never know what's Lane Kiffin doing there. 6 is Oregon. 5 is Texas Tech. 4 is Georgia. 3 is Texas A&M. 2 is Indiana. And number 1 is the Ohio State University. So not much change there, fellas. I believe, Daryl, you said it was Oregon and Ole Miss. They flipped. Is that right?
Kevin was the one talking to you about all that.
Kevin stays up to date on all those rankings.
6-7 flip.
6-7 flip. The kids love that. As we hit
I
into.
I think that was just the NCAA selection committee trying to get more publicity off the 6-7.
Probably so. I didn't write this on the sheet, though, but Lane Kiffin making a stink, maybe hitting the LSU or. He's going to be exploring his options as Zach, as the number one Lane Kiffin fan here. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's kind of a scoreless situation, but I think he's done a good job of really kind of keeping it somewhat controlled. But I think the best way to keep it under control is not be looking for another job in season. So we'll kind of see how it plays out. But I'm really hopeful for Ole Miss that he, you know, doesn't do anything until after the playoffs. So, you know, they don't ding Ole Miss, because we've seen them ding other teams when players get hurt or coaches leave and leave them out of the playoffs. And I think this is Ole Miss's best shot to make a run. So I'm kind of hopeful that Lane stays around. I think that'll be the best story. If he can stay around and help them, you know, do something in the playoffs, that could be really good, not only for Ole Miss's stock, but for his as well.
Kevin?
Yeah, I'm just glad he left those wheels on the trailer, because looks like he's getting ready to move again.
Yeah, I was watching Screaming A and Feinbaum and old dog, Mad Dog were up there, and they were yelling about this the whole time. I said, what in the world are they yelling at? And Stephen A is talking about, this is America. And he basically yelled at Feinbaum, saying, hey, you want to explore options. You love your job here at ESPN, but you're looking into the political realm. So
I'm listen, like, and I will say this. First of all, I'm not a Lane Kiffin fan. Ooh, that's a shocker. I think most people know that. But second of all, it's not all Lane Kiffin. I'm sorry. I mean, the narrative's really out of his control. If they contacted him and he's talked to them saying he's interested, then yeah, that's going to be out there regardless. If he said, let's wait till February to talk about it or whatever. I mean, it's still going to be out there. There's nothing he can do really to stop it at this point.
Daryl, you got any thoughts?
Should to Plashy too, but time will not permit. All is uneven, and everything is left at 6-7. That is from a play from William Shakespeare in 1595, Richard II, and Shakespeare had the Duke of York make that statement. So there's a lot of talk about 6-7, where did it come from? So I thought I would, you know, fill folks in on what the origin of it really and truly is, and that is the original origin of 6-7.
Well, you know, history is doomed to repeat itself, so. There you go.
So it goes back to 1595.
I didn't know Lane Kiffin was that old. Now I know.
That's okay. Yeah, that's how much I spend on my Christmas gifts, $15.95. Not a penny more.
Total or individual?
No, individual, but you know, $15.95.
Okay.
Zach's the English guy, a literature guy. He should have. He's probably read that play, I'm sure, numerous times.
I've not heard that phrase from Zach. I've heard many, but not that one.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, it's not. I haven't got that far into Latin yet, Daryl.
Oh, goodness. Let's go over some of these games that we picked last week. As ETSU, they finished up their season 7-5. They beat the Citadel 28-26. Zach, your boys, they're back in their usual column. They're back in the L column as they fall to Miami, does Virginia Tech 34-17. And you know, you love to see, especially at home in Blacksburg with the James Franklin coming out party.
Hack it up now, boys, because Zach, get all that out now. Let's keep that same energy next year.
Okay.
Are you comfortable with the L? Because most people in Blacksburg are. So.
Oh, Zach at a loss for words. This has to be a first.
I was going to be really mean, but it's Thanksgiving, so I'm just being a nice guy.
I don't know. I thought Daryl was going to go through his crackpot research again and figure out this is the first time in the history of Pigskin Picks that Zach was speechless.
Daryl's over there Googling Latin phrases.
Got to get E.T. on that. Can you get E.T. to look that up, Daryl?
E2 Brute. There you go. Oh, Julius Caesar. It was the Oregon Ducks beating USC Trojans 42-27 as Oregon moves to 10-1. USC falls to 8-3. And then in Dallas, around that area, it was SMU 38-6 all over Louisville. Oklahoma grinds out a win against Missouri 17-6. And then Pittsburgh blows the doors off of Georgia Tech 42-28. They said it. Coach from Pittsburgh, was Narduzzi, said that they were focused after Notre Dame, and they're going to try to make a push for this tournament, Kevin, and they rocked and rolled.
Yeah, so Miami is 12th in the playoff, as we talked about or didn't talk about. But anyway, they're 12th in the playoff, 11th in the playoff. I thought they were 12th.
They're 11th.
From what I just saw. Anyway, they're in there. They're not going to play in the ACC championship, right? Can we pretty well come to that conclusion? So, I mean, they get left out, or does the ACC put two teams in there? Wow. You guys ate way too much turkey. Got no clue, apparently. Thanks for showing your football wisdom, fellas.
Miami can make
a legitimate question out there, and don't get it.
I've got the answer, Kevin. Miami can still make the championship game. If they win, UVA loses, Duke loses, and SMU wins. So if all that happens, Kevin, Miami can still make the ACC championship.
SMU and Miami then in that scenario, right? If SMU wins, they're in, right?
Miami has to win and have Duke and UVA lose and SMU win.
Yeah.
Or they could win and have SMU, Duke, UVA all lose and NC State win.
Okay.
They need a lot of help, pretty much.
Yeah, it's possible, but they need a lot of help.
So, okay, so the question was, if Miami doesn't make the ACC championship game, will the ACC get two teams into the playoff?
I think a lot's going to depend on what happens in the other leagues. I mean, if somehow A&M were to lose to Texas and it would force Georgia and Alabama to then play in the SEC championship game, right, if that happened. And then I think whoever lost that would probably be out. So I think it's going to be – some of that's going to have to come down to this to figure out what happens. And then you've got the Notre Dame situation. You know, does Michigan continue its dominance over Ohio State? If so, they're probably going to make the playoff, and the Buckeyes will still make it because – I figure they'll beat IU in the championship, and the Big Ten will end up getting another team. So I think there's way too much to try to figure that out right now.
Well, and are they going to expand the playoff also is another question, because, you know, the committee is making a recommendation in January.
I think, yeah, eventually that's going to happen. It'll be like the NCAA tournament, but I don't know that it's good, but – it's like everything else in college sports right now. You know, this used to be a wonderful week of college basketball, and I'm a Maryland fan, and Maryland's playing in it. But that players era thing that they've got out in Vegas is the most convoluted thing I've ever seen, and I've tried to watch it, and there's good teams in it, but I don't understand the rules.
That's just to give money away, isn't it?
It is, but there's teams
– read between the headlines there.
Well, there's a team, though, Iowa State. Somebody went undefeated in it, and they won't even get to play for third place.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Tennessee is playing for third place.
They're playing for third, but there's another team that went undefeated, and they can't even play for third place. Yeah, so right. Figure that setup up to me. I don't know.
It's based on the point spreads. Not saying that ever, you know, that's ever been an issue with basketball. You know, point spreads.
And it's – you know, sponsored by BetMGM.
Poker games, things like that.
Jeez. Yeah, insanity rules. In the last game we got up here, BYU beat Cincinnati 26-14 as they continue to roll. In our college standings, I was 7-8. Daryl and Kevin were 6-8. Zach was 5-8. Right now, it's me on top at 86 out of 124. Daryl's right behind me at 85. Kevin's at 82, and Zach is at 72. So that is our college picks. We're rocking and rolling here, trying to get you back on Thanksgiving Day. As we get ready to talk about the NFL, Kevin Thankfully, we pre-recorded this, so he won't be in a bad mood. Or, yeah, he probably is. As it's Picks and Picks, 93.5 WAXM.
You know me?
Delegate Terry Kilgore, representing Virginia's 1st District in the House of Delegates, is a dedicated and esteemed advocate for the educational institutions of Southwest Virginia, as well as the revitalization of our cherished community. Delegate Kilgore is a fervent supporter of high school and college sports, embodying the spirit of community engagement and support. For further information on Delegate Terry Kilgore, please visit DelegateKilgore.com.
Our communities are filled with caring people who open their hearts and dedicate themselves to transforming lives every day. People whose kindness and compassion shine brightest when times are hard, providing hope when life feels uncertain. We're proud to partner with organizations who positively impact the lives of the members we serve and the places we call home. Thank you for serving our communities from your friends at Eastman Credit Union.
Ballad Health is dedicated to delivering top-quality health care close to home, featuring state-of-the-art facilities and services right in your neighborhood, complemented by nearby hospitals to enhance your care. When an emergency arises, you can find solace in the proximity of care. Visit one of our emergency departments at your nearest hospital, Norton Community, Dickinson Community, Lee Community, or Lonesome Pine Hospital. For more information, visit BalladHealth.org.
NFL time here on Pigskin Picks 93.5 WAXM as we roll into the National Football League, and we will recap our games from Week 12 as we start out with Zach's Steelers. They fall to the Chicago Bears 31-28 as Aaron Rodgers didn't play in this game, Zach, and I thought he was the father of the Bears.
Well, he is. If he plays,
he got scared a little bit, I guess.
But listen, as someone who knows personally, sometimes your dad just goes away for a while.
I heard that feeling.
And then he doesn't come back for a while. So maybe daddy will come back.
That's him calling.
Dad, where are you?
Hey, I've got somebody on the line for you, Zach.
Dad, do you have the cigarettes you told me you were getting?
Where's that milk at? The Chiefs beat the Colts, Daryl, 23-20. But Indianapolis just went away in the fourth quarter. They got outscored in the fourth quarter in overtime, 11-0, and went away from the run game because they were in control of this ball game.
They were, and it was a game, you know, I said on here last week that the Chiefs had to have, and I just couldn't picture a way that they would lose, and they somehow figured out a way to win it and stay in contention. Although Jacksonville is causing problems, and, you know, I don't particularly think Jacksonville's that good, but they have the head-to-head tiebreak over Kansas City. They've now been able to win enough games that they're right in the hunt, possibly winning the division. So there's a lot of football left to be played, and some of the teams that we all think are some of the better teams may be excluded from the playoffs based on tiebreakers and other things in the AFC. The AFC is going to be, it's wild. I mean, it is totally wide open in terms of who's going to get in and who's going to get home field and the best team. What the NFL wants is parity, and it's reigned supreme this year.
Absolutely. And right now you're talking about the Kansas City still in that 10 spot in the AFC. Indianapolis falls down to 3 as they were kind of leading and controlling up there as well and didn't look it up. Everybody's looking up at Indianapolis. Nobody, I'll stick with you here. The Eagles had because he's done talking to Zach's dad. Kevin. Kevin, your boys win after the Eagles went up 21-0 down there in Dallas. I know you watched this game from start to finish as they went 24-21. Dak Prescott and the boys blanked the Eagles in that second half for the victory, and they have evened their record up at 5-5-1.
When it got to 21-0, I turned it off and actually went on with my life. But
as most Cowboy fans should do.
Exactly. I don't disagree with that. I agree 100%. But, you know, came back, there was about, it was just right before the 2-minute warning, and I was like, whoa, this may be a game, and ended up watching it to the end. So that brightened up the weekend a little bit. You know, it was what I saw of it. The last 2 minutes were pretty good. Brandon Aubrey still the best player on the team.
I will say one thing. When y'all lose, y'all are quiet. But when you win, y'all are loud. As well, you should be. Like my wife, I didn't even realize she,
well, see,
she knew anything about that until she started sharing everything on social media afterwards, like you.
Well, I don't share everything on social media. Trust me, there's a whole lot I don't share. But, you know, Commanders fans are pretty loud when they win, too. It's just they've been quiet for a while.
Oh, no, we loud. We're out here. We're out here in these streets.
You've been quiet for a while.
Nah. Team's been bad, but it ain't quiet. I'm always
here. The only time I've seen you cry was on your show.
I have never cried. Just remember that. When they've lost, I never cried. When they win, I have. what's going on in Tampa Bay? The Rams all over the Buccaneers, 34-7. And Baker Mayfield and the boys have lost three straight, Zach. And looks like they say he might be able to go as he had that shoulder sprain last week on Sunday night.
Yeah. It was, pretty much the Buccaneers had an opportunity to pull away in this division. But now you got the fan favorite Carolina Panthers nipping at their heels. If Baker doesn't get right, this Panthers team could sneak back here in the mix. Looking at their schedule, you know, they've got a tough one hosting the Rams, but then they've got the Buccaneers at home in a couple of weeks. They've got Buccaneers twice to finish the season. Then you go down to the Aints, which should be fairly easy to take care of. So fairly favorable divisional schedule for the Panthers. But, I'm still trusting in Baker Mayfield, though. If he can get his shoulder right, I think they're going to be all right.
Trusting Baker. Double D, what's going on with the Rams? The Buccaneers. The defense has fallen apart, and now
they've fallen on hard times. But to me, the story of that was the Rams may be the best team in the NFL. You know, they're well coached. They've been there before. They got a quarterback that's proven that he can win the big game. I mean, they were right on the cusp last year of beating the Eagles. They came closer than anyone to beating the Eagles last year. I think the Rams right now really may be the team to beat.
Yeah. They've got to stay ahead of the Eagles, too, because the Eagles have that tiebreaker after that blocked field goal earlier in the year. Kevin, Rams, do you agree?
Best team in the NFL right now.
All right.
I said, I think last week, the Rams, after they beat the Seahawks, ranked them number one in the NFL. I think they showed it again this weekend.
Panthers fall to the 49ers 20-9. And Daryl's favorite kicker, Matt Gay, was 2 of 2 and hit all his extra points as well as San Francisco moves on.
Yeah, what was the longest one he kicked?
47 yards.
Yeah, he's good 50 in. He can't hit the long ones. We all know that.
he'll hit him down there in San Francisco. He's got the he's got the range down there for those boys. But 49ers still staying alive, fellas, in this playoff picture right now, as they are 8-4 and locked right now into the seventh seed in the playoffs. The standings right now: Daryl was 5-5, I was 4-5, Kevin and Zach were 3-5. Daryl and I are tied at 44 games apiece. Kevin has 37. Zach has 35. And that is all out of 69 games. Let's go and pick some games here. Nice. Let's go and pick some games here in week 13. We start out on Black Friday as Caleb Williams and Jalen Hurts meet each other as the Bears and the Eagles play on Amazon. We'll start out with Double D. Who you got?
My Eagles fly.
All right. Zach, who you taking?
I think the Eagles get back and get a game.
Kevin?
Unfortunately, the Eagles are going to win. The Bears are probably the worst 8-3 team that's been around for a while.
Wow.
they have to play somebody that's good, they're not going to win.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Eagles to win on Black Friday. The Rams are at the Panthers. Daryl, is it a trap game for the Rams?
No.
Rams for Daryl. How about you, Zach?
Man, the Panthers really need this game. That's a cross-country flight, raucous Charlotte crowd.
Yeah, all 12 of them.
They'll fill the house, Kevin. They'll fill the house. I need to, you know what? I need to gain some ground, too. And I know that you all are going to pick the Rams, so I'm going to pick the Panthers.
They failed you last week. We'll see what happens this week.
One of our good friends, Tim Hayes, will be at this game.
He probably will be.
Yeah.
He probably will be.
Kevin, who you got?
It'd probably be an overnight trip because I think he's working Saturday. But the Rams win. I mean, it's not close.
Rams. Yeah, I'll take the Rams to win. Houston, who has been resurgent here, they go to Indianapolis to take on the Colts. Double D, who you got?
I think Indy wins. I'm a little surprised it's a 1 o'clock game. You would have thought that would have been in the 4 o'clock window.
Or they could have put it on Sunday Night Football, but
yeah, I think legally the AFC South has to be at 1 o'clock, either on Saturday or Sunday.
It's like watching Virginia Tech football, right? Who you got, Zach?
Why you got to do that?
That wasn't right.
I'm gonna go Colts at home in this one.
Colts at home, Kevin.
Yeah, the Colts win.
Colts. Huh. I'll go with the Texans. Go with the Texans there. Buffalo is at Pittsburgh. Zach, who you got?
Oh, man. I so badly want Pittsburgh to pull this off, but I think the Bills are in get right mode as well. I think they're gonna pick off the Steelers in Pittsburgh.
All right, Kevin.
Is Rodgers done for the season? Is he coming back? They're gonna wrap that.
I don't think really no one really knows.
Yeah, because it is broke, right? They've confirmed that.
What's his non throwing hand?
Oh yeah, well.
I think they're down. I think from what I understood, there's some Steelers, a team of Steelers doctors down in Louisiana right now looking for that vial of water that Bobby Boucher drank right before the Bourbon Bowl. And if they can get that to Rodgers before Sunday, then I think we got a chance.
Well, they need to look in the caves, I think, if they're going to find something for Rodgers. But
that's why
the Bills win.
Maybe a trip to South America is in store.
Oh, my goodness. Double D.
Buffalo wins the game.
Yeah, I'm going to go Buffalo as well. And then everything that America wants to digest their Thanksgiving meal on Sunday Night Football, it is Denver at Washington. Kevin.
Two of my favorite teams, said no one ever. Broncos win. In a close one, in the fourth quarter, of course, because that's how they.
Zach?
Give me the Broncos.
Double D.
Think Washington may win this game. They really need to lose. Losing is when you get to this point in the NFL season, losing, if you're in this spot, is very, very important. It helped Washington land Jaden Daniels. They really need to lose out and be able to trade a high draft pick for a king's ransom and rebuild the roster. I'm going to take Denver and hope Washington can continue doing what the Wizards are doing and just roll out and get the draft pick.
Yeah, the Wizards are going to wind up with the fifth overall draft pick, too.
Well, that's the advantage, though. There's no lottery in the NFL.
Which is a shame.
It is.
All the gambling that goes on, we should have a lottery in the NFL.
I agree with you on that one. Take a seat, boys. Guess who I'm taking? The Broncos. I'm taking Denver. Yeah, I'm taking Denver to beat Washington. I have resigned the fact that they can't make up any ground, and the fact that Dan Quinn is flirting with actually putting Jaden Daniels back in this season should be considered organizational malpractice.
So. Is he going to be back next year?
Yeah, he'll be back next year. Now, the coordinators, I don't know about that. Any college team that needs Cliff Kingsbury, come on. Come on and give him a King's ransom and get him on out of here. So we'd be very happy. And Joe Witt can go with him too because they need a defense coordinator to help out. All right. So, fellas, we get ready to wrap up here as it's been a fast-moving show as it's Pigskin Picks 93.5 WAXM.
Delegate Terry Kilgore, representing Virginia's 1st District in the House of Delegates, is a dedicated and esteemed advocate for the educational institutions of Southwest Virginia, as well as the revitalization of our cherished community. Delegate Kilgore is a fervent supporter of high school and college sports, embodying the spirit of community engagement and support. For further information on Delegate Terry Kilgore, please visit DelegateKilgore.com.
Our communities are filled with caring people who open their hearts and dedicate themselves to transforming lives every day. People whose kindness and compassion shine brightest when times are hard, providing hope when life feels uncertain. We're proud to partner with organizations who positively impact the lives of the members we serve and the places we call home. Thank you for serving our communities from your friends at Eastman Credit Union.
Ballad Health is dedicated to delivering top-quality health care close to home, featuring state-of-the-art facilities and services right in your neighborhood, complemented by nearby hospitals to enhance your care. When an emergency arises, you can find solace in the proximity of care. Visit one of our emergency departments at your nearest hospital, Norton Community, Dickinson Community, Lee Community, or Lonesome Pine Hospital. For more information, visit BalladHealth.org.
Closing up shop here on Thanksgiving, Pigskin Picks 93.5 WAXM. We got a plate of college games, one Tennessee game, and then we'll talk about our regional championship games here in Southwest Virginia. So let's go to Georgia as it's the Bulldogs at Georgia Tech. So who are we taking? Let's start with Kevin. Who you got?
Georgia, duh. It's an Georgia, SEC team.
That's right. Daryl.
You know, you're a big fan of the Bulldogs. Corey, I once saw you get down on all fours and bark like a dog at my television in my house. You were so excited over a Georgia game. So I'll go with Georgia.
Did not get on all fours. They're playing Ohio State. There was something on the line there. And we said, who let the dogs out? I said, who let dogs out? And I started barking. Was not on all fours. Get it straight. Daryl has selective memory on a lot of things. He can't remember what happened yesterday, but he can remember some wild thing that happened 4 or 5 years ago. I'm taking Georgia. Arf. Zach, who you got?
Give me the Ramblin' Wreck.
Georgia Tech. Played a close game with them last year. Let's go down to Lone Star State. Texas A&M is at Texas. I'll stay with Zach. Who you got?
Ooh. This one is spicy. I am going to go Texas A&M. I don't think Arch can quite upset the Aggies on this one.
Kevin?
Hook 'em horns.
Texas. Daryl?
I'll go with the school that has the most handsome fan that's on the sidelines every single week.
You're going with Texas and Matthew.
You got it. Wow. You got it.
God,
you got
Lord.
I thought you were talking about the Longhorn, the mascot.
I knew he was talking about Texas when he said, oh, God, that's bad.
You and Daryl thinking alike.
He's a Commanders fan. That's why. A&M. I'll go with A&M also in this one to win. Ohio State at Michigan. We'll start with Mr. Big Ten himself. Daryl, who you got?
Ohio State's the best team in the country. They've been the best team in the country for the last 2 years. The talent differential is so much. There is no way that they can blow this again to Michigan. I can't see it. Harbaugh's gone. It's finally time. You know, he's been gone a couple years now. It's finally time. They got to get this out of their system. Buckeyes win.
Kevin.
Michigan.
Kevin goes with Michigan.
I'd actually like to see Michigan win. It helped the Big Ten out.
I just want to.
Well, I didn't think they needed any help.
Man, and plant the flag at the 50-yard line.
I didn't think the Big Ten needed any help. I thought they were the greatest conference in the world of football.
More, but it's like a lot of political things. Sometimes you have to overcome the media bias.
Oh, my God. You know, there was a movie in the late 90s called How Stella Got Her Groove Back. I don't know if you've ever watched it, but Ryan Day has his groove – Ryan Day has his groove back, and he's going to beat Michigan en route to another national championship. Give me the Buckeyes.
Did Stella ever get her groove back?
She did. You got to watch the movie to find out.
Oh, okay.
I think it's good. Something good for you to watch this weekend.
How Kevin got his groove back. Here we go. as much as it pains me, I'm going to go for Ohio State to win this game. Miami is at Pittsburgh. Zach, who are you taking?
I think it's going to be a tough weekend in the Steel City. I think Miami gets this one to stay alive.
Kevin? You're on mute, buddy.
Unmute.
You all did that as a joke, didn't you? Miami wins this one.
The U, Daryl.
Hurricanes.
Miami for Daryl. Yeah, I'll go with the fighting Michael Irvins to sniff out a victory in the Steel City. Tennessee hosts Vanderbilt. Big game here. Kevin, who you got?
I'm gonna go with the Vols.
Daryl.
Tennessee in a close one. I think they get a field goal and win it. Break the hearts of the Commodores yet again.
Who you got there, Zach? You got the Volunteers or Lionel Richie and company?
Ooh. Man. Hello? Hello? Give me Vanderbilt.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. I was dancing on the ceiling.
He's once, twice, three times a lady. Let's go with Vanderbilt for Zach. I'll go UT to win. Oregon is at Washington. Double D, who you got?
Solidify their spot in the CFP.
Quacking along goes Double D. Also, Double D stands for Donald Duck. How about you, Zach?
Quack, quack, ducky, ducky.
Kevin?
Yeah, another classic Big Ten show down here with Oregon taking the win. About the only Big Ten team I like, so go Ducks.
Straight O's for us. I'll go with
Oregon. Rest in peace, Pac-12.
Well, the Pac-12's coming back.
Yeah, they are.
They're not going to be a powers conference, but they're back.
Conference of Champions.
I think they've got West Coast Community College in there.
Oh, my goodness. I'll go Oregon also. The big game, Commonwealth Clash, as it's Virginia Tech at Virginia. Zach?
Hokey, hokey, hee, hokey, hokey, high. They ruin it for the Cavaliers.
All right. Daryl.
V-A-V-S. I don't have the music, so it would have sounded better. But that's their fight song. They go, da-da-da, C, da-da-da. Hey, you know, if you've been to a UVA game, I know Zach's been to many. That's kind of what they do there at their games. It's pretty cool.
I have been to a few UVA games, but you know what? I haven't heard the fight song at any of those games, so I don't know what it sounds like.
Yeah, good one, Zach.
What are they drinking out there, Zach?
Zimas with a little hint of lemon.
I heard that.
We'll have to get that on sale at the college football playoff, I guess.
No lime? It's just all lemon, no lime. That's what makes it bad. Well, Virginia's the only team that has something to play for in this game, and I think they want that ACC championship, so I'm picking the Cavs.
Wahoo, wah, yeah. I'm going to go with UVA to win and move on. Let's go to Alabama. Go to Auburn as it is the Crimson Tide against the Tigers. Daryl, your good buddy will be down there. Who you got in this one?
He'll leave disappointed. Alabama wins.
Love to hear it. Go with Alabama there. Kevin, who you got?
Alabama.
Zach, who you got?
You know, it's funny that Daryl mentioned me going to UVA games. I was at the Tech UVA game a few years ago and in the parking lot at the tailgate after the game, after Tech had won, as they do so many times in Charlottesville. And that's where I watched the kick six. It was Auburn taking it back. I'm going to take War Eagles on the upset.
All right, Auburn for Zach. I will roll with the Tide in this one. Let's go Northeast Tennessee. One game on the docket for us as it's Alcoa 12-1 at Greenville 12-1. Career record right now between these two teams. They're 2-3-1. Yeah, they had a tie back in 2023 because of the weather. Zach, who wins this one?
Give me the Green Devils to melt the aluminum.
All right. Kevin.
I'm going with the local regional schools all season long pretty much, and it's not paid off well. I'm picking Alcoa to win this one.
Alcoa there for Kevin. Daryl.
Alcoa
to win for Daryl. Yeah, I'll go Alcoa also. Let's go ahead and move over to Southwest Virginia regional championships. We have the Region 1D championship here tomorrow night on WAXM. Kevin will be there with Turkey and all, as it is the Rock Cove War Eagles at the Eastside Spartans. The sixth time in 3 years that these two teams will meet. Let's start out with Mr. Cumberland District himself. Kevin, who are you taking to win?
Man, this has turned into quite the rivalry. All you got to do is look at social media and, some words you can't say on radio. I don't know how you say them on social media, but they're out there. It should be an interesting game, but ultimately – Eastside comes out with the win.
Kevin is putting his toppings with Eastside to win. Double D, who you taking?
Yeah, the first game was a very tightly contested affair for the bulk of the ball game, and Ryko did a really good job, I thought, in that game of controlling the clock and shortening the game, and they've actually, I think, gotten much better at that since the first time these two schools played. The Ryko can win this game. They're going to have to play from in front, control the clock, and be able to move the football with their three-headed running attack. The issue they run into is Eastside has so many guys that can hit you and bust a big play at any moment that they don't have to play in a phone booth. Eastside can play the entire length of the football field with Hamilton and Bond and Williams and all these guys that they have, and I think that's what the difference is, that Eastside hits a couple big plays and they're able to pull this out and move to the state semifinals for the first time in school history.
Zach.
Yeah, we've been kind of waiting for a little bit, past couple of years, for Eastside to make their reign happen, and I think this is it. I think they get the win at home and they move on.
Eastside for Zach. Yeah, I like Eastside, guys. Rykov, this is going to be a tough game. It's going to be a slobber knocker, but I think at the end of the day, that taste is still in their mouth from last year when they had an opportunity to win the Region 1D championship, and then Landon Lane found Luke Jesse in the end zone with about 6 seconds to go after they had scored on that tip drill pass on the previous possession for Eastside. I think they make it right. They go to 13-0, and they will go to the state tournament. Give me the Spartans. Region 2D, it is Ridgeview at Union, 11-1 at 12-1. The Wolfpack looking to avenge their lone loss of the season, Zach, against the Bears. Who are you taking? And that'll be on WAXM as well on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, so much stuff surrounding this game. It's going to be a little chaotic, but, you know, I've seen both these teams this year. I think Union is the better team, and I think if they can kind of block out some of the noise, they're going to keep this train rolling, and they're going to head on into the state semifinals.
Union for Zach. Kevin.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be an interesting game. Athletes all over the field. It's crazy. There are so many talented players from both of these teams. Definitely the two best teams in Region 2D, I think, this year. So playing for the championship, as I think it should be. I think in the end, Union wins this one in a close one.
Union for Kevin. Daryl, we talked about the proverbial hump that that Union had to do to get over against Graham. Now it seems like it's shifted, and now this is a proverbial hump for Ridgeview to get over to beat Union, never winning at Bullet Park. Who wins on Saturday?
You know, a lot of people say that. I don't ever really think that was ever a hump for Union. Union's hump traditionally has been, you know, they're 8-8 all time against Graham. So their hump's been when they get in the state semis. Ridgeview can certainly win this game. They have the athletes. They showed it last time. They were up 14-0. There's so much talk and outside noise regarding this game, you know, and I think some of it, unfortunately for Ridgeview on that side, has reared its head from, you know, people not wanting to come to Big Stone and play and all this other stuff. And how does that impact Ridgeview? And how does the stuff going on in Union's program impact Union's program? I don't have a way to answer that. I'm not inside either program. I don't have a clue. I've seen both teams play numerous times. He who controls the line of scrimmage wins this game. And Union controlled the line of scrimmage in the first game. I'm going off that. You know, if Union stays healthy and controls the line of scrimmage and plays turnover free as they did last week, they're pretty tough to beat at Bullet Park.
Yeah, I like the Bears in this one as well to win in a close one. I think, if anything, Ridgeview, they set that trend in that first game, tried to set the tone there and with that opening kickoff and even had a lead for a little bit. But I think the Bears will grind one out once again like they did last weekend, kind of block out that noise. Fellas, we did it. We made it to an end of a show once again. So get ready to go shopping on your Amazon, or if you're waiting out at midnight, go to those stores and you can listen to us however you want to do it. But appreciate you guys.
Can I say one more thing before we go?
Yes, you can.
Hey, out there, fans listening, just because you have a podcast doesn't mean you're a journalist. Good night.
I have no other words than that. For Daryl Ely, Zach Helton.
That's awesome.
Kevin Mays. Catch Kevin and I this weekend, Eastside in Rye Cove, and then Union and Ridgeview on Saturday. So
sure wait to bring the chicken wings, Corey. See you there. Chicken wings.
Can't wait to. Kevin and I'll be there for the chicken wings. So as always, Pixie and Pix, we'll talk to you next week.
We haven't been invited, but, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, well, of course we're invited. It's always opened up. So we'll talk to you next week here. Pixie and Pix, 93.5 WAXM.